Well, a somewhat gruesome exhibit is wrapping up this weekend at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. It is called Crime Scene Insects, CSI. It examines the increasingly important role bugs play in criminal investigations and in retrials, as was the case here in North Carolina in the second trial for Alan Gale, who had been put on death row. Forensic entomologist Jim Ahrens provided insect evidence in that case, and he joins us right now. Hi, Jim Ahrens.
How are you?
Fine. Well, tell us about the case of Alan Gale. Remind us, what evidence did bugs play in getting him a retrial that eventually exonerated him?
One of the key pieces of evidence that you can use with bugs, and this is primarily with fly larvae, is that you can use the time it takes for them to develop to then establish a time of death or how long a body has been in a particular place.
Mm-hmm. So how old the maggots might be can determine?
Correct. That is correct. The life cycle of a fly obviously is regulated by temperature, which we can establish because we are fortunate enough to have weather recording stations obviously spread out all over the countryside. And once you identify the stage of the larvae and the species of fly, you can then work backwards, if you will, in time to establish a point in time of when they would have started.
Okay, and that to take that one step beyond, in the case of, say, Alan Gale's retrial, that by determining when the flies began that life cycle, you could determine when the body the murder victim was murdered.
Correct. In some cases, you can be actually within hours. In some cases, in most cases, you're talking about give or take a day, depending upon the the weather events that are in place. In this particular case, what we were really interested in was it a long time or was it a short time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you got into this line of work of using insects in criminal justice because you were an expert on flies. What was the first case you were called in for?
One of the first cases I was called in for, I received a call from the State Bureau of Investigation. They had recently recovered a body that was outside. They also had a suspect either in custody or in mind at the time. And one of the key issues that they had was number one, time to death, the post-mortem interval. And the other thing that they were very interested in was, had this body been moved? And in this case, because we actually had two distinct populations of flies, one fairly old, if you will, meaning about 4 or 5 days, and another one that was really brand new, we were in a position that we could find that the body had in fact been moved.
What is the life cycle of a fly? Because I imagine that if the body has been left there for too long, you could have multiple generations going. Huh?
Absolutely. And for the most part, the flies that we predominantly use would be flies that are commonly called blowflies. Those are the metallic ones, and they're obviously very attracted to anything, any organic matter or any body that is in the process of decomposition. Their life cycles are rather short from a larval point of view. It's usually between 3 to 5 days in the summer temperatures, and a total life cycle many times under 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Jim Ahrens, thank you for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay. Jim Ahrens is a consultant and adjunct professor at NC State. The Crime Scene Insects exhibit at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences ends on Sunday.